sing a little bit of Maynard. Let's go intro first and just get this in our brains. Intro. I'm going to move this. I'm not going to run over anything, am I?
Yeah.
Is there something? Oh, okay. I just didn't want to like run over like someone's bag or something. I'm going to go all the way over, Greg. Just getting this out of the way. Thank you. All right. Here is going to be vowel. note ever let you get above like a mezzo piano. You can all write this. Now, let's have Melissa tell us our story again.
That's right. So the story was, this is about a young man, 20 or 30 years old, and he's walking through the forest. And I think as we were talking, he has lost his love. And as he's walking through, everything he sees reminds him of her. And it is both comforting and heartbreaking at the same time. And so we talked about the fact that this is a very visceral story you're telling. It is one told with your face and with your heart. And we need to see those emotions come through your face, because that is what will help captivate the audience and draw them into this song so that they can't take their eyes off you. We added some very generalized movement. The moon was straight ahead, right? When we talked about the moon, I think we just discussed that the nightingale was to the right. And then we looked straight up at one point. I don't have the music right in front of me, so I'm sorry. But then the queen doves are to the left. And then when we talk about darker, that is where we turn away to the shadows. And it should be a slow turn, like to a looking center, but lower your eye level. Does that sound familiar? Great. When we talk about the tear, talk about tearing, we don't want smiling at that point, right? When you smile and you talk about sadness, it's a contradiction of terms, and it just looks a little awkward for the audience. So make sure your emotion throughout is connecting to the dialogue or the lyrics of the song. And Rosie Dawn, look up.
Rosie Dawn.
Rosie Dawn, that's what it says. It pierces me. Do I Turn Away is, again, a more introspective shapes that are darker. We're going to do that straight out, I said. In My is the only one tear. We said heads up so that you could imagine the tear rolling down the cheek. Where Are You? And that's where we really talked about the loss, feeling that loss in that moment. My Eye, One Tear, straight up, away from center. Left side to the, oh. In My Eye, One Tear, we're going to have you look straight up and then turn away. If you are on the left side, turn to the left. If you're on the right side, turn to the right. On My Cheek, up to eye level. We want your head up to eye level. And the Lulus, look up. And then we hold that look at the end, and then there's resignation finally at the end. You don't like it, but you accept it. Does that resonate with what we did before?
Cool. Okay. All the way through our first.
Yes. I'll see where you're at.
The silver moon shines through.
and that was really lovely and magical. So you really start to paint this lovely romantic picture in your mind. We need to have it in your mind so that we see it then come out on your face, right? So you need to have the dialogue. The lyrics need to be a part of a picture playing in your mind so that we can see you reacting to what you're saying. Does that make sense? So I really think we have to, in the beginning, it's romantic and then it becomes reflective. And so I think some of you that were here the last time really got that. I saw that on several faces, and I think, no, we didn't have everybody last time. So
beginning with the lululus in the beginning, or it was just
the lululus into the opening of the song is very romantic.
That part.
And then as you go through, kind of after the nightingales, it starts to get a little bit more reflective. Then I think is when that is when there's a pivotal moment right there where it begins to change and become a little bit more contemplative and reflective. And so I know that seems like a lot to do with your face in just a short amount of time, but if you have the story playing out in your mind when you're singing it, and I know you're just trying to hit the pitches right now because you're in learning mode, but it will really come across, because when those of you that are kind of there, you really draw me in. It like makes me want to lean forward when you're singing it, which is really magical. So bravo. But we just got to get everybody there. Yeah.
And so the lululus, I think at the very beginning, it's like the little like whispering or the humming while you're just kind of open on your shore. It's just like, it's just like, I'm having this lovely little stroll and I'm starting to think about these things that are starting to pop.
And then her face comes into your mind's eye, right? And think of a lovely moment that you had with your best girl, or
yeah,
your best friend, right?
Mm, right.
That moment, that magical moment when love is new and it's exciting and it's sweet. Because that is the romantic kind of moment I think we want in the beginning of this. Because this entire song takes us on such a beautiful journey. But it just ends, I think, in a bittersweet loss. But it's not this ooh type of thing. It's just, it's light and it's beautiful.
Let's try that. From the lyrics. What are the next lyrics? Yeah, somewhere in the.
Yeah. Okay, so the Nightingale goes sadly, what is the line?
Over hill and dale.
Right, and so that brings you back, and then the next thing brings you back out of it again. Right?
Yep.
All right, so we want to have all those little transitions in the music, and we want to capitalize on every single moment.
Good.
Okay.
Let's start it with the silvery one more time, and then we'll keep going. For now, we have our bodies just ever so slightly sort of turned if you're on the edges. We're a little sort of lopsided and we don't have consistent window spaces. Can we try to kind of move and use this up a little bit? And now try to find a good window so you're not directly behind someone. Try to have even amounts of spaces. Like right now, you two are very close to one another. So there we go. Thank you. Make it look like we are, of course. Nice. Good. Now, as you turn those heads, I think Herb made a suggestion. Let's see the conduit and that cord that's kind of hanging down over there. Use that as sort of your focal point for right now. When we go over here to the other direction, use this little speaker over here. Okay?
Move the button in between those.
Yeah. Just move. It's a beautiful move. Okay. Good. Let's start with the silvery one more time. Here we go. One.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her pale drowsy light over the fields she throws, and the nightingale with delight. That once we got into that part,
Your faces were lovely. Then there's some doo-doos. Yet do I turn away. Yet, and we need you to turn away from, yet do I turn away. I think we have to turn away from right there. And I think that's what we had in our notes.
Something like that.
Yep.
Softly cooling down.
It's a big enough target.
I know, right? All right. No. I really liked what was happening in the film with the light section.
Yeah.
It really felt like it was filled with the light. It was very, very nice. I need meaning in the Lulus that happened right after that. Fill my heart with delight. And then we just kind of went, because we said we're supposed to do Lulus. But again, what are the Lulus for?
Transition.
Is that right before the Lulus, right before yet do I turn
yes,
away?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that needs to be, I think, a contemplation moment, because you're seeing all these signs that remind you of her, and you're delighting in them. But that's that Lulu that reminds you that she's gone. And now you're saying, do I turn away?
Would this be too weird? Just subtext. It's not that we're going to do anything associated with this. But remember at the very beginning of the song, we're singing that Lulu? What if that was, like, your song? Okay? You know, the couple's song. That was their song together. And so we've been singing this little Lulu, and then we have this remembrance of her. And now each time that we sing this Lulu, it's starting to bring back hurt and pain. And so think of them with all of our Lulu moments as if it was their song. And what that might mean. Now we're singing our song, or hearing that song, and we're also experiencing loss. So, now, how did I assume that is? Can we go back to somewhere it is B natural again?
Again.
In my
want to see your face for the ones here, right? Because men, you're here, we're not going to cry, but we have to show what we've been singing about. We aren't getting the turn away really as a turn away. Before they had, there was focus up here, and then we had the first group that say turn away kind of turn, and then the second group that say turn away kind of turn, where they just kind of brought it back to center. And yeah. I think if we're more purposeful on the two turn aways, that will get them all back together this way, which I think. But it'll be more interesting to watch if you're doing it while you're singing.
Can we try to start right on the yet? Do I turn away? The movement. Are your focus of the eyeballs?
Nice.
Okay? So think about making smaller head movements, but more to do with your eyes and what that communicates to your eyes.
I can't see you between the staggers here.
Yeah.
All the way there. And I don't know if that's a consequence.
You could.
You're being closer to us than you would be, but.
I mean, I will be a little bit further back. I will. There'll be some cheat moments in there. We can talk about cheating. I can handle that. But right now, this will probably be about where I would be, probably at a concert. So we can try this and see what happens. Yeah. Can we go back to? You want to go back to yet or just in my eye?
I think that.
Or do we need to go back further? You tell
I
me.
I think I would like to go back to the turning away part. Can we?
Which is
turn away, yes. Shadow.
Should we just start at somewhere differently? Just can we just start there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So be natural. Be natural.
I noticed when you wanted to E, you could hold the E and still bring your lip down to catch your teeth, so it didn't look like a smile.
Exactly. I don't have to go E.
Yeah.
Does it look okay? Yeah. Part of the chorus. Turn and then right.
Yeah, no, that is interesting.
Okay.
Because you're turning when you're singing. You should sing the. You should turn when you're singing. Turn.
The second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I give B natural. Okay. 1, 2.
Somewhere in the bees, to softly cooing doves, fill my heart with delight, filled with delight. Ooh, yet do I turn away.
song again?
Yes, I think so.
That's what I thought.
I think so. I mean,
kind of like.
I mean, use that as a subtext. I think that that's going to help us go somewhere. I really do.
Okay, we stopped smiling at that one part we talked about. So that was the time there were no smiles or tears. But now I got a couple of smiling when we talk about burning my cheek. And I looked out, and a couple of you were grinning at me. That's like, well, that's not a suggestive position. So like, oh, yeah, guys. Yeah,
burns me. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, we should probably talk about that. And on the terms, if I remember correctly, we all kind of did a, it's subtle. So if this is straight ahead, you turn to look this way, it's just that far, but when you turn back, you turn. Right? It was like this subtle upper body movement. Again, it's not a big dance move, it's just a subtle, but it's done with the upper torso, because some of you are turning and I can't tell that you moved. I mean, I don't know if you're just turning your head, but it will be more visually interesting for us to watch is if you can put just the subtlest shoulder movement to it, upper torso. Yes?
It burns me, then burns. Do we split on the first burns and then out to the right shoulder on the second burn?
We did say that.
Exactly, we split.
What did you say?
Burns the outside.
Yes, different groups look away. Thank you. That's exactly right. Different groups look away from the center, and then we come back, and it comes up, and it goes
at the moon.
At the moon. Can you do just that little part so they can get a feel for that?
You want to go this in seconds in my eye?
So if you're on this side, you're going to look up this way.
Give your focal point out there.
Yeah.
So pick your guys are going to look out this way.
Okay.
Next one.
Oh, well, we're not in a final formation at this very moment, but I mean, just Bruce, go this way, Mark that way, Carl, everyone else on that side over here. And,
the last Bruce, you look.
Yeah. In my eye is, or sorry, in my eye, but one tear, it burns me. Right? It burns the first one? Yeah. It burns me. Okay. And then to the center, burns me upon my cheek.
Out to the audience.
Out to the audience, because then we go up, right?
It's like when we come back to the
audience. I don't know.
Back to you.
I'm seeing people that think it's different things. So let's
okay,
just
let me Dave's got them. Dave's been taking notes.
I know. Which good, we tried.
Okay. Different groups look away. Whoa. Okay. Then shapes that are darker is straight out. Heads up in my eye, there's one tear. Where are you? There's two where are you, right?
Okay, so that yeah, so we're further back there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so page 3 is the first in my eye.
Okay, where O vision who smiles streams like the rosy dawn through the depths of my soul. That was out toward the audience. But where on earth are you with up and out, right? With up and out.
Okay. Well, I think what we want you to do is pick someone at eye level in the audience. Your eye level. Find them, zero in on a person.
They may be way out there.
It could be way out there. Yeah.
Which is fine.
Just find them, distance. Stick on. So say where O vision who smiles. Straight ahead of you. The B flat.
Not as good.
No, you want it to be at eye level, not down there. Where will vision? Thank you. Ready? Again.
On the word burn and turn, when we have those come in there, we're supposed to be moving our heads. Is that a quick move, snap move of the head, or is it?
I would say snap, but it's not a long drawn out. It's just a turn. It's a so. In my eyes, go on, dear, it burns me, but I don't want.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Just it. Burns me. yourselves. Think about your faces. Take a walk. Hear the song.
It is a story about loss, And so each of us must pick our Lulu, whether it's the loss of a loved one or a spouse or a dog or something. But that really ties the whole thing together when we talk about the tear that we have and then we shed for that person or animal. And then, to me, the most beautiful moment is that moment at the very end where we sing our lose and we ascend.
Yes.
And to me, of course, I am a hospice chaplain, so everything's about ascension and resurrection, you know. And so that spirit ascends, you know, to the heavens or what have you. So I think if each of us chooses that loved one that we have lost and imagines that in our, you know, throughout the song, I think it will really, I mean, it could legitimately bring real tears.
Yes.
If I think too much about certain people. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I think there's something, to me, just so hauntingly beautiful about the very final chord. It just rests. And we've used resignation. I think it's also a little bit of a, you know, resolution. I mean, it's kind of putting an end to a story, and it's kind of.
I think, you know, if you look at the phases of grief that they talk about, eventually you get to acceptance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what that last chord is for me.
Yes.
It's like, I don't have to go through denial or any of those other phases. I finally got to that, okay, here's where we're at. Yeah. Maybe if they're free, and I need to figure out what's next.
Yeah.
Let's just sing that. My cheek.
Can you give me a fresh F? Yeah.
My cheek and it.
Things here real fast. Again, leads. Sing your first my cheek. Here's your first pitch on my cheek. Here's my. Go. Good.
I want to see this. Feel a sense of like warmth that comes over you as you sing with my. There you go.
Sing Yeah, tenors don't really sing there, but that's okay. They're coming in a second. So we have my, and then bass, baritone, lead. And then tenor's coming in on the beat, eighth note after that, E. Again, sing my chi, go.
Really obvious when you check out. So So staying present in the moment, I'm going to probably tell you that every time I see that, because it's human nature, and it becomes even more and more typical today that we do that. And then it's body awareness and being aware of what your face is doing. There's still some times when some of you, because it's the end of the song, it's like, I'm performing. And the face goes back to performance mode when the tone of the song in that is not, and it looks a little uncomfortable to see somebody smiling when you're talking about a tear that's burning you. And so keeping that, figuring out where you need to position that tone in your mouth, and if you're not sure, if you think you're the one that's smiling a lot to try to get the tones out, talk to Brenton about it, because he can probably tell you what you need to do to hit the pitch that you need to hit and still have some control over your facial expression. I know that there are some notes that I need to sing like right out of my forehead, and I go, that looks like I'm going to ram somebody with my head in order to hit them, because otherwise I won't hit them on pitch. So I get why you make the faces and why you do that. You're placing that tone in your head, right? And to get it to come out properly. I get why it's happening, but this is such a powerful song, and the story that we've created together has gotten very powerful. And especially, I love the ending, what you said about the sort of ascension thing, because I think it needs to go with your head even up, kind of like following up and out at the end. I think that would be really powerful and really lovely.
I thought that's what you meant to recognize.
Yes. And but you put a little bit of a religious thing to it, which I'm always very careful because I never know what the group's religious beliefs are, so I tend to err on the side of caution with that, which you know these folks better than I do. So, but I think that was spot on, and a really lovely way to end this. You've got to go through all the emotional journey, you know, because if you start out, it's light, we're enjoying our walk, we go down memory lane, and that those memories take us to some lovely places when we notice reminders, and then it takes us to the loss, and we need to see that loss. And some of you, I see the loss on your face when you're singing sometimes, and it's quite lovely. Yeah, I watch you a lot just because I have to. And it's and the emotion is so real that comes off of you. It is really kind of magical to watch you. And so I don't know if there's ever a chance where they can stand and sing to each other, but you've got some very powerful handful of people in here that make wonderful facial expressions and are emoting this song in kind of a magical way. Those are the ones, and I have to force myself sometimes to look away from those folks to look at the other ones to make sure that everybody's in there. Right now, I'm seeing everybody's trying to do something with their face, and I appreciate that. I know for some of you that are not overly demonstrative by nature that what I'm asking is hard. I get that. I happen to be one of those people that was born with a big face. I mean, made lots of faces. So facial expressions for me come naturally. I get that they don't for everybody. So I really got to tell you, the more you take yourself out of that comfort zone and you embrace letting a little of that vulnerability show in this song, the more you're not going to stick out. You're going to look like anybody else, because so many of you are doing that really beautifully. Those that are not as comfortable making it, you will, if you stay stoic-faced throughout and just do the motions with a stoic face, you will stick out, but not in the way you're going to be comfortable with if you were to see it on video. You've got to match the intensity. If a few are a little bit bigger, that's not as bad as if a few are just not emoting much. This is definitely a song that needs your heart. You're telling the story with your heart, and it's coming out of your mouth in song. And it's really good.